This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Global leaders have gathered in the capital for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the world leaders at Bharat Mandapam last evening. French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Prime Ministers of Finland, Bhutan, Mauritius, Crown Prince of UAE, President of Slovakia, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and Managing Director of IMF Kristalina Georgieva were among the esteemed leaders who have gathered for the summit. They were welcomed at the venue with Indian music and dance performance. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the global leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Summit 2026 today at Bharat Mandapam. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. During his meeting with the President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, at Hyderabad House, he discussed a wide range of issues aimed at deepening India-Spain partnership. Prime Minister Modi conveyed his appreciation for Spain's consistent support for strong India-EU relations. Mr. Modi said the historic free trade agreement with the EU will have a very positive impact on the economic partnership with Spain and provide new opportunities to the people of both the nations. The Prime Minister also held talks with Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Paatero Orpo, and discussed cooperation in sustainability and digitalization, AI research and ethical innovation. Mr. Modi held talks with Presidents of Serbia and Estonia and Prime Minister of Croatia on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit. At India AI Impact Summit, Google has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. In a statement, the company informed that through their collaborative infrastructure initiative named America-India Connect, a new international subsea gateway will be established in Vizag. It added that three new subsea paths connecting India to Singapore, South Africa and Australia and four strategic fiber optic routes will also be established. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, expressed hope that India is going to have an extraordinary trajectory with AI.
And today we are excited to announce a partnership between Google DeepMind and the Indian government as part of the Global National Partnerships Program. This will broaden access to frontier AI capabilities for national priorities. Demis will share more later on. We're also partnering with Atal Tinkering Labs to bring Gen AI assistance to over 10,000 Indian schools and 11 million students with a focus on robotics and coding in the classroom. Google has a full-stack commitment to India, and I've never been more excited about the future we are building together.
French President Emmanuel Macron and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda have inaugurated the India-French campus on AI in global health at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi. The campus aims to advance research, innovation and capacity building in AI-driven healthcare solutions, fostering academic excellence and international partnerships. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Ramzan Mubarak," and expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in the society. He also hoped that there will be peace and prosperity everywhere. Food Corporation of India and World Food Programme have signed a memorandum of understanding for the supply of rice in support of global humanitarian operations aimed at combating hunger. The Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has informed that Food Corporation of India will supply 2 lakh metric tons of rice to World Food Programme under the Memorandum of Understanding. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India beat the Netherlands by 17 runs in the final Group A fixture at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Electing to bat first, India posted 193 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs, with Shivam Dubey scoring 66 of 31 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.